And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
On Saturday, just gone, St Mary's Football and Netball Club had their 25-year celebration of the netball component of that football and netball club.
So I love how footy clubs always do, like, oh, it's a 22-year reunion. Mm. Oh, it's a 27-year reunion. Oh, it's a 25-year reunion. It's supposed to just happen on the...
Well, 25, that's a quarter of a century.
Yeah, that's fair.
Of netball at St Mary's. Yeah. Obviously, pretty much all, I think, across the football and netball clubs now. Mm. During those early years, some happened a little later as they got organised. But there was a celebration of the 25 years of netball at St Mary's, and Dodsy decided to go along as a former netballer.
Good on you, Dodsy.
And she went along and said it was wonderful catching up with everyone, but she took the boys as well, because there was a game of footy on to watch, and she's like, oh, I want to show them like what mum used to do. Like, mum used to be semi-coordinated and semi-athletic.
Well, you'd ruin it, wouldn't you? Because what? You reached the height of the heights, and no one else's achievements come close.
It's got nothing to do with it. This was a celebration for her and showing the boys what she used to do. Mm. And so she went along, and the boys and Max, being beautiful, like, opened up the booklet. They'd put out a little booklet everywhere showing old photos, and then some of the like honour boards sort of things of past captains and president, all that. And Maxie straight away found mum's name, had to find the maiden name, of course, Dodsy. And Maxie's like, oh, mum, did you win a best and fairest?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, Maxie, I did.
Seniors? Did she play seniors or?
Yeah. Maxie then very kindly pointed out, so this is 2009.
Yeah.
Just a young, fresh-faced Dodsy winning the best and fairest, starring. Maxie then kindly pointed out, oh, but mum, it was only in the D grade.
Oh, so there you go. D grade.
And see how you've ruined your kids?
Yeah. And Dodsy straight away just fired back with, Max. There's only 7 players in a team of netball. Mm-hmm. So if there's 7 in the A's, 7 in the B's, 7 in the C's, 7 in the D's, that's like give or take, like basically an entire footy team. Yeah. So I'm effectively like A's in a netball sense.
Yeah.
And Max's like, oh, okay, that's a good point, mum. I accept that. Well done. And then he just stopped the beat and he said, so, but only 7 players in the team. That makes it pretty easy to win the best and fairest.
That's like it has to go to someone, doesn't it?
What they didn't know, it was best on ground at Lammy's.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We usually like to sort of propose your sort of an idea, a business sort of...
No, he's ready.
He's more savvy than a yabby. A selfish little shellfish. K-Rock's own shrimp. Pimp. Welcome to Lingy's Prawn Tank.
Are you? Yeah.
Never let the man who is texting on his phone 2 seconds before the song.
I'm going to mark you down already on your preparedness.
No, do you know what? Normally I wouldn't go you, but it's only because I said, oh, Tom, 4 seconds. You're like, yeah, I know.
No, I didn't. I was like, I'm on it.
Anyway, so it's just like Shark Tank, but you're a big prawn, obviously.
Yeah.
And not in the normal sense. I don't like saying that because your head is just as good as your body. So go you. But you're just, you're allergic to prawns and... You look more like if someone was to say, what does Lingy look more like? Once again, I don't want to
This is the longest
you.
Elevator ride I've ever been on. If this is
no,
what
this
the elevator
pre-show.
Pitch is.
No, this is the pre-show. You're not in
okay,
it.
Okay, right.
This is the intro.
Is the clam and the mollusk just having a chat.
This is, you know, no, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Sell me on it.
Okay, so we're going to come into your prawn tank. Yeah. Just like Shark Tank, we're going to sell you on an idea.
Welcome.
G'day, Mr. Prawn. Big fan. And I respect your work ethic. So today you are going to love this pitch that I've got you. As the weather rolls around, a lot of us have issues with mobility. We have issues with our joints being sore and we can't get up to Noosa as much as we like. I mean, it's nice for you, but for us, you know, it's not
Shots fired at the prawn.
Well, no, I just want to get you in there emotionally. Okay. You know how it's like gets cold and people go up to nurse and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Beautiful. So not all of us can. So when it's cold, we put on our shoes and we're like, this is painful. It's painful. Mm. But you know how you have a hot water bottle for your body?
Yeah.
Or maybe you have an electric blanket for your bed.
Yeah.
And maybe you have like warming mitts for inside your pockets, things like that.
Love those.
I'm talking electric warming shoes.
Ooh.
That also have an electric cooling capacity as well.
Wow. Self-fanning shoes.
So these shoes...
Are they called thongs?
No. They're sneakers.
Oh, right. Okay.
So that you can go hiking, you can do all activity. I know you're into sports and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, hey, I'm walking. I'm at the Yuyangs. I'm freezing.
Mm.
Beep, beep. Oh. Turn on my heating shoes.
Underneath, nice. From your soles or from the top of the foot?
So originally we wanted it to be the whole shoe.
Yeah.
But we thought that it's too much and where are we going to put the electricity?
A bit too
hot,
yeah.
It's underneath the sole and it radiates up, giving your foot the air to breathe on top.
Mm.
Like
I just made that up instantly.
I like it. I know. Well done. So good.
Like in-floor heating.
In-floor heating.
Yeah.
Also, the cooling capacity for those hot walks in summer. You can't do open-toed shoes in summer, not around here. Snakes and rocks.
Hairy toes.
Sun.
How dare you? I told you that in confidence. Anyway, yes. So those that want to cover up our feet, we want them to be cooled.
How are you cooling them?
Through a device system that we've devised.
Yeah, it's
called a cooling system.
Hydrogen.
Helium, lithium, beryllium.
It's a combination of
them. No, it uses all those.
Mate, you wouldn't understand the science of it. Yeah, you don't need to. You just need to sign off on the check.
Do you like the idea? We're asking for...
Don't mind the heating component.
50,000.
50, no, that's
500,000.
Yeah, 500,000 for 35% of the business.
Ooh, that's generous.
Once again, getting marked down on your preparedness. These are all conversations you've wanted to have had pre-pitch.
Nah, see, everyone says that about us and how we work, but we prefer to just work on the fly with no background.
Did you not
integrity.
Just see how we ended that song and started this segment?
Good point. I am worried. Okay, I have one question which could answer this whole thing.
Is news going to be super late? Because it is.
Okay. What happens when you step in a puddle with the electricity?
It is, guess what? Electricity plus rubber equals safe. So
good answer. I was worried he was going to ask that and I was worried what you were going to say, but I'm happy with it. I'm happy with it. Well done. All
you
right.
You going to invest?
No.
Ah, you suck.
He's more savvy than a yabby. A selfish little shellfish. K-Rock's own shrimp. Pimp. Welcome to Lingy's Prawn Tank.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We used to do Fun Fact Friday all the time.
Yeah, I miss it. I reckon we should bring it back.
Maybe. There's not a lot of fun facts floating around on the show in 2026.
Yeah, the world has gone to poop. So.
Have you got another one for us?
I do. I've just got a little one that will sort of stick with you, I think.
And you as in me?
Well, just people
in
general.
Or you as in people?
Just
okay, because you were looking at me.
It's a nice little
like...
one to share. It's animal related, so you will love this, Loggy. You know those Sphinx cats?
Yeah.
Right, you know, they got
inside
no
out ones?
Well, yeah, they got no hair on them at all. Right, they got no hair anywhere. Anywhere on their body. And that includes their bums, right? And have you ever known someone to own one of these cats?
Yeah, my cousins have some.
Do they?
Yeah, they got two.
So you might know this, but when they sit down on like a hard surface, their butt suctions to the surface. And gives a little kiss. And then when they get up, they leave a little grease ring from there.
Tom, why does this fact come into your brain?
Fun Fact Monday.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You can't park there. What are you doing?
Don't do that. Oh, goodness. You
happened
never
on
get
the
it
weekend, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Queenscliff, down the harbour there. You're supposed to stop at the end of the car park, not sort of tip over onto the next level down and sort of head towards the water.
Yeah, unless you're in like a chitty chitty bang bang type of situation.
Oh, I wasn't sure what you were saying there.
Or a magic school bus situation. Mm. You just can't park there. And a car, it was a Hyundai.
Yeah, a little accent.
Yeah, it was driven over the car park barrier and off the edge nearly into the water. on the weekend.
To be fair, those cars can pretty much go anywhere. So I can understand the confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's safe, though, so that's good news. That's why we're talking about it. You can't park there. What happened to your car?
52232955. We've got Tony from Corio. Tony, good morning. You can't park there. Explain.
So had a bit of a footy trip on the weekend as a reunion with a couple of the old boys from up in Simpson Football Club.
Can I just ask, sorry, quickly, what year are you celebrating the footy reunion?
Yeah, we'll talk about this.
So this year is our 10th year.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah, continue.
Good anniversary year.
Great.
Loggy doesn't like it when people celebrate like 23rd or 17th.
Yeah, it's just an excuse, but it's fine. Mm. Continue.
So we had a couple of buses headed up into Melbourne, and the old coach decided to try and do a U-turn on South Bank Boulevard.
Brilliant.
And managed to do a Dutton.
Oh, wow. How's that not in the news? That's newsworthy.
It's great news, I thought.
So for those that don't know, a Dutton is when he tried to do a U-turn and ended up stuck on, well, it was the median strip that was concrete.
Yeah, it was an island, essentially, in the middle of the in Sydney there, Hutt Street or
Did
whatever.
Did you all get out and try to push it off?
No, there's about 10 of us that just got out and head to the pub.
Oh, yeah.
You just roll straight into the cast from there.
100%.
Yeah.
You've got yourself into this. You can get yourself out of this, Mr. Bus Driver.
Amazing.
That's exactly what the plan was.
What time of day slash night was that?
It was about 6:30 on Saturday night.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
A lot going on. A lot going on South Bank Boulevard at that time.
Busy road. Oh,
the amount of anxiety.
The traffic built up very, very quickly.
Oh.
Yes.
And
you can't park there.
Do you know if the bus is still there, Tony?
No, they ended up getting a heavy haul tow truck about 40 minutes later. Got him off it. And we all got put in Ubers on the way home.
Nice.
Beautiful. Nice. Right.
That sounds like a cheap exercise for the company.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.